Kaplan here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with this week's USDA report. Well, once again, welcome to 2014, and I hope that your year has started off well and that everything is going as planned and that you have not broken too many of those resolutions yet. I'll start out today with our county committee election. And the corrected county committee election ballots were mailed to producers back in mid-December. And you should have returned those to your applicable FSA office by now. Local county FSA committees are meeting this week all over the counties in Iowa. And the ballots will be counted and they will validate the results. We will be including the result of the election in our next Gov Delivery newsletter in February from Audubon County. And the nominees that were on the ballot this year from Audubon County were Greg Jensen and Roger Swenson. So watch for that Gov Delivery newsletter in February for those results. Market assistance loans. A nine-month MAL, or market assistance loan, provides financing for producers to store or seal their 2013 crop production for a time to market it later or feed it later. The crop is eligible for a market loan or sealing, as we refer to it, which is either stored at the farm or in a warehouse. Producers must have beneficial interest in that crop yet and keep that interest through the duration of the loan. So the grain that has been sold on a price later or deferred pricing would not be eligible for a market assistance loan. For 2013 crop year, the MALs will be reduced by 5.1% due to sequestration. The loan rate here in Audubon County is $1.83 for corn and $4.93 for soybeans. Remember that FSA does have a variety of loans available to assist producers in their farming operations. These include direct and guaranteed loans for both operating and farm ownership, as well as loans for beginning farmers and socially disadvantaged farmers, which includes women. Generally, the beginning farmers are considered those producers who have not operated a farm for more than 10 years, and they will be materially participating in the operation of that farm. One example where these loans could be used would be if a family farm has now been distributed to the heirs, but some of the heirs may want to sell their interest. And the remaining heir or heirs may want to try to buy those shares out, but they need some financial assistance. We could have a loan that might fit that need. It could be that FSA does have a program to assist with the purchase of these acres, or it could be that one of those heirs wants to purchase those acres and also begin farming and needs an operating loan. So it could be a combination of land ownership and also operating. Again, though, FSA does have several types of loans available to assist producers who wish to get into farming. So for additional information, producers may contact any FSA office, but in this area, they may want to call their Atlantic or Guthrie Center offices directly, or they could call the Audubon office and we could direct them accordingly. In Atlantic, that number would be 712-243-1377. At extension 2, and in Audubon it would be 712-563-4261, also at extension 2. The Guthrie Center office is 641-332-2640 at extension 2. Give any one of those offices a call and visit with their farm loan people about the types of loans that might be available. A reminder from the NRCS's Conservation Stewardship Program, or CSP, NRCS has extended the application deadline for the CS program until February 7, 2014. Producers eligible for CSP enrollment must have an active risk in the acres they wish to enroll and also have ownership or a long-term lease of at least 5 years. Eligible producers would include farm owners who are utilizing their own acres or cash rent operators. Again, the acres eligible to be enrolled by a producer must be part of their personal farming operation. For information on the CSP program in your county, contact the NRCS office at the USDA Service Center. In Atlantic, that number is 712-243-3180, extension 3. And in Audubon, it is 712-563-4248, extension 3. For more information and clarification on any of FSA's program, please feel free to contact your local FSA office. Again, one last time, here in Audubon, our phone number is 563-4261, extension 2. That is the USDA report for this week. This has been Denny Heflin with that report. I thank you for listening, and tune in next week.